Hello. Excuse me, that's a good start. Hello, Audio Boo, it's me with part two. Given the crazy way today is going, who knows which part will upload first. That's okay, because they are more or less separate from each other, or at least they can be. Okay, so, a couple things that have been going on with me. This is going to be fun, because I'm saying only part two, and I've got three things to cover yet. So allergies. Yesterday I started taking Singulair and had a day where I felt very, very spacey. And just, I don't know, the world kept spinning. It wasn't a particularly good kind of day. I had some of that in the morning, and it's better now. I definitely feel better this time today than I did yesterday. But that's pretty much the norm for me and new meds, especially ones that cause drowsiness. I can't guarantee anything yet, but I think maybe there is improvement. I've had this since last April or May, so of course I'm not expecting it to go away overnight, but I'm really hoping that it will go and that maybe, say, in about a week's time. Less would be wonderful, but that I'll notice a big improvement. Today, when I woke up, I had no internet, which was a royal pain. I do work from home, and so it was interesting because I did get some things done, quite a bit done, with the iPhone. But it wasn't really like I was working up to full productive steam. But I wasn't off either, because I had things that I could do and was doing. And then, of course, I'm calling for status updates and resetting my router and such about every half hour. So far, no dice. It was supposed to be on by noon, then by 2, and then they just kind of gave up giving a time. I'm really, really hoping that it's back on by tomorrow. Although, of course, tonight would be lovely. I don't know how much they're going to get done this evening. I don't know if it involves having daylight or not. So that was not really ideal. One of the things, though, that I did was I opened my phone to put an appointment in the calendar. And you know what they say about the definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing twice and expecting different results. Well, in this case, my insanity paid off. The recurring appointments app, which I had tried to use before but did not work, now does. Basically, what was happening is you'd try and set a start or end time with VoiceOver, and it would, for example, you'd set the time for 8 o'clock, and it would say 8 o'clock, and you'd flick away and flick back, and it would have 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Well, it seems that that now works, which is very exciting. I'm guessing that it's something the developer was able to fix server-side. I do wish he or she had replied, however briefly, to my letter, saying, you know, thanks, I fixed it, or I think I fixed it, or whatever. But in any case, I'm glad it works. I may do an audio thing on it, or devote a boo specifically to it, because it is quite accessible, but there are one or two things that will, I think, kind of trip you up, or at least they did me. They made me think and go, wait a minute, why is that working that way? So I may do that, but for now I'm going to go and see if this will upload over my iffy cell phone service, and hope all have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.